Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chum and Staff Tzadi Aleph. We are starting Tzadi Omer Beis at the beginning of the brand new Perek and the Vilna Surah Sadaf. It's right at the top of Nun Omer Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarabas, Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Hamash, and Heaven Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us, Batzel Shanasal Sech Hadashim, Im Shalim, Mutter. A Truma onion that was placed in Tchul and lentils, if it was whole, so then it's Mutter. Meaning, if the Truma onion was whole, so then the Tchul and lentils are Mutter, and they don't have the status of Truma because the onion didn't impart its flavor into the Tchul and lentils. However, Im Chitchai, if the onion was cut, so then, b'nai Saint Tom, it's going to ask the chulin lentils if it imparted its truma flavor to them. Now, this is only specific to this case. Ushar called havshil, all other dishes or all other things, bein shalom bein mechutech, whether it's whole or cut, b'nai Saint Tom, we follow whether it gives it flavor or not. Now, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'tzachna, Rabbi Yehuda allows when we're talking about fish brine or fish, she'ene el litol sazuma, because the onion was only put there in order to take away the zuma, the bad odor. So, truma onion put into fish is not going to cause a problem, even if it's b'nai Saint Tom, it's big enough to give flavor, because again, it wasn't put there to impart its flavor. It was put there to take away some of the fishy flavor. On to another case, Sari Alpha Alpha on top, Tapuch Shiriskoi, a truma apple that was crushed, it was made into applesauce, Vinasla Sachisen, it was put into dough, it was used as a leavening agent, kind of like yeast, Vichimtsa, and the dough rose because of it, Harez Vasura, the entire dough is usser, and that's even if there's 1,000 times more chulin in this dough than the truma that was put in. Still, since the yeast agent that made it rise was truma, so the entire dough was basically taken over by truma, so it's considered truma, and it's usser for non-kain to eat. And while last scenario, sa'irim, barley of truma, shenavu l'soich habar shamayim, that fell into a pit of water, afal bishav ishu, even though the water became ruined, it's not exactly good tasting, and it means that the truma barley did impart some sort of flavor to the water, still, maybe with mutarin, the water's mutter, because this is called nisen tam lefgam, this is a negative taste that was imparted, and we're going to see more about this in the Gemara. So we begin by quoting the Mishnah, batzel shenavu l'soich hadashim v'chulu, and before we start this Gemara, let's remember that on daf pei zayin, just a few short dafim ago, we skipped almost an entire amud of Gemara, because as we said, it's not relevant over here, it's relevant for later on. And where's that later on? Right here. And so this is where we're going to be learning that Gemara. And as we have many times in Yerushalmi, the proper girsa is not the one that we actually have written in the Gemara. So count 6 lines down where we have the word masnisa, and that's where our Gemara begins. The Gemara tells us, masnisa, our Mishnah is bebasal shechulin shenasal seich hadashim shel truma. It's actually talking about a chulin onion that was put into truma lentils. Not the way that we explained it, that it was a truma onion into chulin lentils, rather it was a chulin onion into truma lentils. And that's where we have the difference between a whole onion versus a cut onion. If it's a whole onion, so then the chulin onion does not absorb flavor from the truma lentils. But if the chulin onion was cut, it does absorb flavor from the truma lentils, and it's treated as truma. Afal continues the Gemara, b'basal shel truma shenasal seich hadashim shel chulin loy bida. If it was a truma onion that was put into chulin lentils, that's not what we're talking about. And in all scenarios, we're going to say that those lentils are usser because they got flavor from the truma onion. Now we go back to the beginning of the Gemara, and we have a different understanding. Rav Chizkiya says in the name of Acha B'Shem Rav Babar Mamol that actually the mission is exactly how we had explained it originally. We're talking about a truma onion that fell into chulin lentils and masnisa. What's our mission referring to? B'shaytziyei adashim me'mehen. It's talking about where the lentils had already let out all of their water. All the moisture had already come out of the lentils and then the truma onion was put inside. So in this scenario, it actually makes a difference whether or not the truma onion was whole or cut. Sha'adashim tseftes oisai shaloi yitain. That's a proper girsa. The lentils harden the onion so that it doesn't expel its juices or its flavor. And again, that's only when it's a whole truma onion, and that the lentils had already cooked fully and all their moisture was already expelled. So in this situation, the lentils harden the onion and the onion's not able to impart its truma flavor. And again, that's the proper girsa. The same way you say that the lentils harden the onion so that it shouldn't give off its flavor. Similarly, if it was the other way around, that it was a chulin onion in truma lentils, we would also say that adashim tseftes I say shaloi yivla, that's the proper girsa, that the truma lentils harden the onion so that it doesn't absorb any of their flavor, and this chulin onion would be okay. But once again, it's only if it's a whole onion and not a cut onion. Now skip the next 4 lines and continue. B'yavesh, this is only talking about a dry onion, aval balach usser, but if it's a moist onion, it's usser because it will impart its flavor or absorb flavor. And furthermore, b'batzel, this is only talking about an onion, aval b'kaplutas, but if we're dealing with a leek that was put into this dish, bein lach, bein yavesh, whether it's moist or dry, bein shalom, bein mechotech, whether it's whole or cut, usser, it's usser, because it will impart or absorb flavor. And furthermore, hever b'tumasai, let's say the top of the onion was cut off, kimachotechu, that's considered like a cut onion, even though just the top of it was cut off, still it's considered cut. And another clarification, hayushnaim shloi shiktanim kimachutachinhein. Let's say put in 2 or 3 small onions, and it doesn't have to be small ones, it just means, let's say more than one onion was put inside, it's considered like a cut onion, and it will impart flavor. And lastly, hadat etamer, this is only said, b'she'in b'kliposai hachitzen k'dei liten tam. We're only makel if the outer layer of the onion is not able to impart flavor. flavor. If there is enough in this outer layer of the onion that it could impart flavor, usser, so then everything here is usser. And going into the next case of the Mishnah, we had said Rabbi Yehuda matar b'tzachna. Rabbi Yehuda allows that if this onion is put into tzachna, into fish, so then the fish is not usser, because really the onion draws out of the fish and doesn't impart anything. I think Mark takes some on, we have a Mishnah over there. Dagim shen espashul ima kaplutas shemaiser sheni. If fish was cooked with maiser sheni kaplutas, maiser sheni leek, vishbichai, and now everything went up in value. Before it was cooked, let's say the fish was worth $10, and now this fish dish is worth $30 because it had this leek cooked into it. And let's remember, the leek is maiser sheni, and it still needs to be redeemed. We have to be paid to it. So Tzari Alpha and Beis on top, the Mishnah says, Hashavach l'fi cheshbon, the shavach, the gain, is based off of the cheshbon of how much of this dish was kaplutas. Since the kaplutas were the cause of it going up in value, so we say that the kaplutas went up in value as well. And therefore, when he's paid to the maiser sheni kaplutas, he has to add on to their value because, again, everything went up. And it's a kol l'fi cheshbon, it's all proportionate. So let's say half of the dish was kaplutas and went up X amount of money, but half of that value is attributed to the kaplutas, and therefore he has redeemed them for that much more. Now Rabbi Shai says, Masisud like Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Taninan, because we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'tzachna, Rabbi Yehuda allows his onion when it was put into a fish dish, she'ena alital sezuma, because the onion is only meant to take flavor from it and not give flavor to it. Well, this Mishnah seems to say that these kaplutas, these leeks that were put inside, that are very similar to onions, they actually do impart flavor into the fish dish and they make it worth more. That's clearly not like Rabbi Yehuda. And another question on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabban de Kesari Bayan, Rabban of Kesari asked the following, Vadada Amra Bavo b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, that which Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisurin, anytime we have Isser cooked with Heter, and we're not so sure if the Isser imparted its flavor into the Heter, so Misharon Yisun, Kilu Batzel, Kilu Kaploit. We treat it, we evaluate it, as if this Isser that was cooked with the Heter was onions or Kaploit leek, and if an onion or leek that size could impart its flavor into the dish that it was cooked in, so then this thing as well, this Isser that we're dealing with, we say imparted its flavor, and the dish is going to be usser. And what do we see from here? The like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said that when we're dealing with onions and fish, the onion is not there to give flavor, it's there to take away the flavor. However, we have a partial answer. Mighty Rabbi Yehuda does agree, but butzel shall hektish. If it was a hektish onion that was put into the fish dish, it will usser it. And Mighty Rabbi Yehuda also agrees, but butzel shall avoid zara. If it was an avoid zara onion that was put into the fish dish, it's going to usser it, because both by avoid zara and hektish, the isser is hana. You're not allowed to benefit from it. And over here is benefiting because the onion is taking away some of the bad smell of the fish. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that in such a situation, the fish dish would be usser. But in other situations, when we're talking about eating it, Rabbi Yehuda is like we explained in previously, that since the onion is not meant to impart flavor, it's meant to take away some of the bad smell of the fish dish, so then there wouldn't be any usser. I continue to explain the Mishnah, but it said to Baruch Shavisk of an usl l'saych isa v'chimsa rezu asura, if he took a truma apple, crushed it, made it into applesauce, put it into a dough, and the dough rose because of it, so the entire dough is usser, it's treated like truma, because the yeast, the leavening agent, was truma. And Tani Rabbi Yehuda Mat, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutter. And now we have to understand what this means. So Rav Acha says the name of Rav Vo, says b'shem Rav Yehuda ben Chanina, ma pligin, what's the machlokes? B'mechametz b'meimav. That's if he was mechametz the dough. He caused the dough to rise with the water, the liquid of the apple, meaning the apple sauce or the apple juice. And it's there that the Tanakhama of Mishnah says that the entire dough is aser. Avu mechametz begufay, mutter. But if he was mechametz it with the guf of the apple, then it's mutter. And this means that the apple was placed near the dough, and somehow the dough drew nutrients from the apple, or drew whatever it was from the apple, even though they were just next to each other and the apple wasn't inside, and that's how the dough rose. So in this case, even Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yossi that it's mutter. And the reason for this is as follows. Kamad Rabbi Yossi Amar Taman, just like Rabbi Yossi says over there, Maseches Shabbos, we have to switch around the next two statements. Ein tavshilai tavshilai barur, that the cooking is not real cooking, and this is referring to taking an egg and cooking it next to a hot kettle that was taken off the fire. Rabbi Yossi holds that's mutter on Shabbos, because that's not real cooking, because it's not a real source of heat. It was a hot kettle that was already taken off the fire. Kenu Amar Hacha, so too he says over here, in chimutzei, chimutzei barur, the chimutz, the leavening, the rising that happens to this dough because of the apple which is next to it is not real. It doesn't rise properly. And that's why, even though the thing that caused it to rise is a truma apple, it's still mutter. And now going to explain the last case of the Mishnah, we had said sarim shenafel v'chulu. We had barley that fell into water and it imparted some sort of flavor into the water, even though it ruined it. Hiv ishu meimav, the water got spoiled, it's still mutter. So now we learn a klal. Kol nois neitam, anything that imparts flavor to something else, bein l'shevach, bein l'fgam, usser. Whether imparted a good flavor or even a bad flavor, it's usser. Divra Amer, that's what Amer says. Rav Shimon Amer, Reb Shimon says that no, l'shevach aser, if this aser thing imparted flavor and was a good flavor, so the thing that got the flavor is aser, but l'fgam mutter. If it imparted a no good flavor, a negative flavor, a spoiled flavor, so the thing is permitted. Now Reb Shimon Lakish, Reish Lakish says, ma pligin, what's machlekes remain Reb Shimon, b'shishbiach v'ach kach pagam. That's only if the aser thing first caused it to get better and then was paigimit. Let's just use our example of the truma applesauce in the dough. He put some truma applesauce into dough. It rose, so that's good, that's shevach, and then it ended up rising too much and getting ruined. So that's pagam. So over here we have machlekes, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, whether or not everything's aser over here. Aval pagam achach hishbiach. But let's say the aser thing that he had put in, the first thing it did was impart a negative flavor. It ruined it. And then afterwards the thing became better. For example, the person put spices into it and he fixed it up and was able to eat it. Af Rav Meir Maida, even Rav Meir would agree that the dish is not aser because the aser thing that was put inside right away imparted a negative flavor. However, Rabbi Yechon says, Loi Shanya, there's no difference. He pagam v'achkach ishbiach, that's a proper girsa. He ishbiach v'achkach pagam, he amachloikes. Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is in both scenarios, and Rav Meir always asers, even though there was first pagam and afterwards shavach. The Gemara Tzayi Beis Amun Alpha on top continues. Taman Tanin, over there we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zara, something very similar to our Mishnah. Sarim Shenafal Asech Bar Shalmayim, aser barley that fell into a pit of water. Afal Pishav Ishu Meimav, even though the water got spoiled, Meimav Mutarin, it's mutter. So Adam Asni Samahi, how do we understand that Mishnah? Who's it going like, Rav Meir or Rav Shimon? So Rabbi Yechon says, B'machloikes, that Mishnah has to do with the Machloikes, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Rav Meir would say that it's aser, whereas Rav Shimon would say that it's mutter, and therefore that Mishnah is really Rav Shimon. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Dever Akol, it's according to everybody, because that Mishnah is referring to where there was Pigam in the beginning, and therefore, according to Reish Lakish's explanation of or Rav Meir holds, even Rav Meir would agree in that case that the water's okay. Now Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, Ilin Shmuasa Hacha, the whole Machloikes, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, what Rav Meir and Rav Shimon are arguing about is going specifically on that Mishnah, and therefore Rabbi Yechon Amar Machloikes and Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Divrei Hakol. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.